the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is State National Company's very own Trace Ledbetter. Trace, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Good. How's the conference going for you
so far? It's awesome. This has been fantastic so far. Looking forward to...
Everybody's here.
Yeah, it's great. Fantastic turnout. If you want to see somebody, this is the place to come.
You got that right. For sure, for sure. Hey, I've got some talking points here from you. So State National has been a recognized leader in the industry for portfolio protection and insurance tracking for years now. What do you think is the secret to your long-term success in this area?
You know, there's probably really no secret to it. I mean, it really is figuring out how to deliver the best experience for all the stakeholders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we view it as part of the customer experience, and there's really two different customers that we work with. One of them is the actual lender, and the other is the borrower. And they each have a unique journey and a unique experience with us, and our focus is really how to make that the best possible experience with these products. And then brand awareness around
that. Oh yeah, no doubt.
And historically for our company, we've been pretty low key and pretty humble. And we're starting to really kind of branch out as we've learned to leverage that experience and realize that we do it better than other people in the industry.
Right on. So. Good for you guys. So how do you make sure that you are delivering on all these components? Because if you're a leader in this space, you got a little bit of pressure there to stay ahead. So.
Yeah, there is. You know, and if you ever slow down, they're going to catch up
to
you. So you always got to keep looking forward, keep moving forward, and continuing to do things better today than you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, it is that view of how do you constantly improve every piece of the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no one thing that is 100% different, but there's 100 things that are 1% different.
Mm-hmm.
And over the long haul, that makes a tremendous difference in how the product is received by the consumers.
Yeah, so how do you measure this? I mean, so is there a measurement process that you can kind of qualify this by?
We do a lot of surveying and a lot of getting a lot of feedback. We have councils that our credit unions and lender partners participate in. We do annual surveys of our clients. We do claim surveys. We do implementation surveys. We do borrower surveys.
Wow.
The big one is our Net Promoter Score survey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's one we've done. We actually started doing it probably 15 or 20 years ago before it was in vogue.
Now it
so
is.
Fortunately, we have a lot of history on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been able to watch our scores incrementally improve year over year.
Oh, right on.
We closed out last year at a plus 77, which puts us on par with some of the largest companies in the U.S.
Wow, that is very high.
Doing very well, very proud of that. And it says a lot that our client partners would be willing to refer us as someone to do business
no
with.
Doubt, no
a lot
doubt.
Of trust.
Well, based on that score and based on what's going on now, how do you guys get your crystal ball out for 2020? What's on the agenda for this year?
You know, it really is kind of, again, looking forward and figuring out a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here at GAC this year. You know, I've heard reference to machine learning, AI, really bringing that technology, leveraging it to improve the human experience. You know, you can have all the technology, but at the end of the day, we're all people and we want to be handled in a specific way and a personal way. And, and just figuring out how we continue to leverage technology to allow us to do that.
I've heard the term fidgetal.
Fidgetal, there you go.
Physical
like
and digital and having the balance there. So
and that's really it, you know, and that is something that we've done in the past and I think we have done a good job in what we see is going forward in 2020 into 2021 really is kind of where we're focused.
We're already thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
good grief. Already the first quarter of 2020. Now we're thinking about 2021 already. Good stuff. Yeah. Anything else to add here, Trace? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here? Because I know you have a busy, busy schedule.
Yeah. So, you know, it is a great conference and look forward to being back next year. It's been good so far. Look forward to doing it again.
Good stuff, Trace. So, thank you so much.
Thanks
for the time.
Much.